George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Anyway, there was this fascinating revelation the other day when these polls secretly conducted by the Russian government were leaked and published. Now, obviously, I can't verify their authenticity. Now, the Levada Center has been running opinion polls more or less since about the war, more or less since it began in earnest on the 24th of February. Of course, in a sense, the war dates way back till 2014. But previously, Putin's aim was more discreet, simply to take Luhansk and Donetsk regions, as well as the Crimean Peninsula. But now he's trying to swallow the whole of Ukraine. And there's Vitsom, which is state-controlled, and they've carried out opinion polls. But these are not terribly reliable because, you know, they're going to tell Putin what he wants to hear. He who plays the piper calls the tune and all that. I mean, the question is, what's the point in conducting them if they're not going to give you frank and disinterested advice? But Putin is not a man to be gainsaid. He's very foolish. He's ideologically blinkered like that, which is why his military chiefs were saying, yes, Mr. President, it'll be a cakewalk, when clearly it wasn't. I mean, maybe some of them shared that delusion, this groupthink. That's what authoritarian systems are wont to do. The US military in Afghanistan would say, red can me. I want you to critique my plan and tell me why it's not going to work. Expose the weaknesses in it. So Levada and Vitsom, they claimed that about 75% of the Russian populace supports the invasion of Ukraine. Now, some people think this is dubious, but other supposedly more candid polling largely accords with that, suggests it's overstated only greatly. So Putin takes an avid interest in public opinion, which is why he's taken such great pains to craft it by total control of the media. So there's 360-degree propaganda. So wherever you look, TV, the internet, radio, huge billboards beside the roads, classrooms, station waiting rooms, shops, restaurants, everywhere is pro-war propaganda. Well, there was no genocide in Ukraine. That's absolutely preposterous. What an outrageous lie. And even openly pro-Putin politicians were allowed to operate there. It's obviously the Russian military's committed genocide there with large-scale massacres such as Bucha, just as the Russian military and other cities in August and September of 1999. Anyway, Russian bureaucrats are keen to know what the public really thinks. Of course, public opinion is shaped by this very carefully choreographed narrative, Putin's meeting with concerned mothers of Russian soldiers, who are all revealed to be very pro-Putin families, either high-ranking functionaries or the spouses thereof. So it was a complete Potemkin village, to use another Russian metaphor. Anyway, 900 people were questioned by an independent polling service the 17th of November this year, and there's meant to be a margin of error of around 3%. And it's interesting to see what they think about things, whether they ask various questions. Was it right to start the war? Should we continue the war? And is the war going to plan? But notably, the unpublished poll, as in this was the private poll, the one that's actually quite frank, showed right at the beginning of May, 25% of people said it's not going to plan, and 40% said it is going to plan. Now those figures are more or less flipped, and it's been a fairly uneven trajectory, but a downward one nonetheless. So about 22% of people saying that it is going to put to plan, and about 44% of people saying that it's not going to plan. So anyway, so even those, plenty of those who are pro-war recognise it's not going to plan, because of course the Putin regime thought they could impose their fascist dominion on Ukraine in only 3 days. And thinking that Zelensky was a clown, that he'd flee for his life, and actually originally the protocol was for him to flee. And I thought he should have thought he has to survive, otherwise it would just demoralize the Ukrainians too much and lead them to an exile. But, you know, he's been inspirational. He is an actor, and in a way, all the world's a stage. He's playing the greatest role of his life, as in the savior of Ukraine. So he's the toast of freedom-loving people around the globe as he battles this satanic and oppressive force, which has slaughtered so many civilians deliberately, which is trying to freeze to death men, women and children by destroying their energy infrastructure, which is explicitly prohibited under the Geneva Convention. It's against international humanitarian law. So Putin's avowed intention is to kill civilians on a huge scale. And indeed, he's already done it. So about 9 months into the war, fewer Russians begin to think the beginning of the war was the right thing to do. Only 60% of people, according to this private poll. But that's still quite high, considering the rest of the world would be rather lower than that. Now, that's the lowest figure. But the surprising thing is how little it's dropped. It was 70% in March, only it's 60% now. So it hasn't dipped very much. Would it continue declining at that rate if the war were to go on for another year? Then it'd be 50%. So after 2 years, it might go down to only a minority believing that. But considering that Putin's got a total propaganda, total control of the media, and they're incessantly pumping out pro-war propaganda, 60% supporting the war is actually unimpressive. And considering that Russia is more or less a totalitarian state, yes, they're normally political parties, they're all shaded the same colour, and, you know, a journalist for reporting the truth about the war got 22 years for high treason. It's extremely oppressive. These are longer prison sentences they got in the Soviet era in the 1960s. Okay, it's not Stalin level, it's not mass executions, not yet. But there's a generation gap, as there often is. Amongst people aged 18 to 45, 40% people think it was the right decision to embark on this war. But the senior generation is much higher. That's partly because these young people, the young men, they're the ones who could be sent to get killed, and these young women, there's their husbands and boyfriends, the ones who are going to get killed. If Zelensky is killed, I believe it's the speaker of the Verkhovna Rada takes over according to their constitution, but I could must be mistaken. But people over 45, 76% of them think it was the right decision to go to war. So I'll say that differential again. It's 40% of people under 45 and 76% of people over 45. Now, I think you could break that down into people 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49. I think maybe we'd see it going up like that. They've been rather simplistic in just dividing it to under 45, over 45. Anyway, so it's the lowest approval rating since the spring, but the declension has actually been quite negligible. So 36% of people say that into being against. Obviously, the elder generation dying off, but they're not dying that fast. Remember, people in their 80s, they were children in the Second World War. They think, remember what their parents went through in the Second World War. And of course, for them, this war is nothing. You know, it's the Russian casualties, something like 20,000 dead quite easily. That's negligible compared to the Second World War. Anyway, but maybe people are lying to pollsters. They think the FSB is listening in on them. You know, the slightest dissent is punished extremely harshly in Russia these days. Years and years in prison for telling the truth, for calling this war a war, saying it's an invasion or anything like that, or publishing really anything that the military doesn't tell you, the verbatim. Anyway, the mobilization actually didn't see much of an uptick in anti-war opinion. That's very revealing. So a lot of people, they didn't want to be mobilized. They want the war to be fought. They don't want to be killed themselves. They want someone else to get killed. But notably, they don't turn against the war on the whole. Okay. So 67% of people support continuing the fight. Notice only 60% believe it was the right decision to start the war in the first place. Therefore, some people who think it was the wrong decision to start nevertheless believe the war should be fought to an end. Okay. So 18% of people would like to end the war now. So, obviously the war could be ended any day. It was Russia that started it. Russia should withdraw from the illegally occupied territories, hand over all suspects to an international tribunal to be tried for their crimes against humanity, including Putin himself, and obviously say that they do not object to Ukraine joining NATO, joining the European Union, renounce any claim to the illegally occupied territories, pay compensation for all the crimes they've been committing in Ukraine for decades. That would be a good start. Maybe divest themselves of nuclear weapons, stop threatening to kill the entire population of the planet by starting a nuclear war, release all their political prisoners, stop torture, tell the truth about the murder of Litvinenko and other people that they've killed abroad, the Salisbury murders and so on. So dismantle their state terrorist apparatus, which is terrorizing people in Russia and all around the globe. That would be quite a good start to having peace. And then it would free Russia too. Russia would be freer, happier too. Would no longer be ruled over by the apparatchiki, these securocrats, the Chekists, who for over a century have terrorized ordinary people whilst robbing them blind, doing it first in the case for the name of communism and now for the name of Russian irredentism. Anyway, so Putin said this is an existential war. It's not just against Ukraine is against NATO. If that's the case, why don't you actually declare war on NATO? Because, if Russia can't even defeat Ukraine, that it outnumbers 3.5 to 1, what chance have against NATO? Not a good one. So, I mean, even he is not quite that deluded. So, some people want to end the war quickly through negotiation, could get something to keep some of the territory, have some sort of liminality for some of the occupied territories. That would be a step forward. So that's it. I mean, there is no sign of mass protest, and really, there seems to be a negligible chance that the Putin regime will be brought down by the people. Anyway, those who believe the war's going to plan, only only 22% say it's going according to plan. 42% say that it's not. So clearly, they th see through Putin's propaganda. Even he can't disguise just how badly it's going, which doesn't automatically guarantee that Russia's going to lose. It depends on resilience. Are Occidental countries going to continue funding freedom and allowing the Ukrainians to defend themselves from the barbarous attacks of Putin's fascist regime? We shall see. Right, so thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe to me on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.